Enter Merlin, but beware, do not interrupt his magic.
Well, hi and welcome to Merlin's Magic on Cauldron FM. And let's start with a brand new piece of music.
Brave New World is a fantastic parable about the dehumanization of human beings.
Ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished author, Mr. Aldous Huxley.
Brave New World is a fantastic parable about the dehumanization of human beings.
Ladies and gentlemen,
New World.
Yeah.
the sound of a band there called Fish King Lizard, and that was a track called Brave New World. And I had the pleasure of working with them in the mid-90s. They won a Battle of the Bands competition up in Cheshire, and as part of that they had to go in the studio, and with my somewhat notable reputation as a music critic, I shall say, as in various guises, I was asked if I would make a comment about their work in the studio. And with one or two little tweaks, that was what the result of that commenting was. So this show is basically for beginners in the pagan faith. And it draws pretty heavily on sites that I've found as I've trawled about the web. And this particular one, this introduction, comes from a site called Thanet Pagan, which is a UK site. And so with credit to them, their piece is entitled, What is Paganism? And it goes on to say this: Pagans worship the pre-Christian gods of our ancestors. To many, this may seem strange. There are ancient images of these gods and goddesses surviving in historic sites, temples, and museums. These are interesting and will often depict the characteristics of the deity concerned. We worship these gods and goddesses as they are today, sources of living energy with great power. It is not just believing in or blindly praying to. We seek out the goddess and god. They can be found everywhere and in everything. In today's world, this may be hard. I find the places that are best are on quiet beaches or in woodland. Wherever you are, with work and practice, you will find them. Today, paganism is one of the fastest growing spiritual movements. And I think that's a very, very apt description of what paganism is actually all about. So we'll take another short break, and then we'll go on to the second piece in this tuition broadcast. So I'll be back after this piece of music.
Came for me.
that was the sound of Jenny Lynn Smith with a track called Gypsy Violin. And I first met Jenny in mid-2000s, and she was beginning to cause quite a stir on the local music scene here in North Devon. She did television appearances and had a bright-looking future. And then for some reason, and really have no idea why, she disappeared off the music scene, and only to reappear about 12, 18 months ago. And when she did reappear, the sounds that she was coming up with were really, really good. So welcome back, Jenny, if you're listening. It's great to have you back, and I hope that this time your foray into the world of music and entertainment is a lot better than it was the first time. So let's move on now to looking at the pagan festivals, or sabbats as they are known. And there are 8 major festivals in the pagan year. And these are normally regarded as beginning at sunset and lasting until beginning at sunset and lasting until sunset the following day. And of all these, 4 are Celtic in origin, and the other 4 are solar festivals. Solar festivals are the winter solstice, which is known as Yule, and that's the shortest day. Then we have the summer solstice, which is also known as midsummer, and that's the longest day. Then we have the spring equinox and the autumn equinox, and these mark the time when the day hours of daylight and the hours of darkness are equal. And then the festival dates are as follows. Samhain, which is also known as Halloween, is on October the 31st into November the 1st. Yule, or the winter solstice, December the 20th to the 21st. Imolc, February the 1st until the 2nd. The spring equinox is March the 20th to the 21st. Beltane is April the 30th until the 1st of May. Midsummer, June the 21st to the 22nd. Lunasa, or Lammas, is August the 1st to the 2nd. And the autumn equinox, which is also known as Mabon, is the 20th of September to the 21st. So those bring us to the end of that little section. And now you have all the dates of the pagan festivals, or the major pagan festivals throughout the year. So I'm now going to go to an ad break. And when I come back, at the moment, I have no idea what I'm going to talk to you about. So it's a mystery to me as much as it is to you. So I'll speak to you after the ads.
Mystical. Magical. Merlin.
Coming to an internet site near you very shortly is a brand new business, The Witch's Shop. It caters for everything a witch, pagan or druid could possibly need for any occasion. So to find us, visit www.the-witches-shop.co.uk, or you could find us on Facebook. So remember, for everything you could possibly need in your witch's broom cupboard, visit the-witches-shop.co.uk. Sometimes we need an extra pair of hands when looking after an elderly relative, or we need a little help as we approach our twilight years. We specialise in providing a personal care service. Our experienced care team can provide assistance with bathing, shopping, meal preparation at reasonable and competitive rates. Please contact Alison on 01271 864 886. Candor Care, providing care in the community.
Warm, comforting, and crafted with love. Old world style and grace handmade to your specifications. Each item is truly unique and all handmade. If you are looking for something bold and showy, or something just like Grandma used to make, Search Cozy Crochet and Crafts on Facebook.
Wish Upon a Star Weddings is a place where dreams come true. Our aim is to make your wedding day one of the most magical and memorable days of your life. We will assist in making your dreams into reality and make your special day as unique as you are. We create packages that are specifically designed for you, and taking into account your budget, your day can be as modest or as lavish as you wish. You are in control. Choose venues from country mansions through to contemporary hotels with stunning views. Whatever you have in mind, we will be able to work with you to create something extra special. You can speak to Kim on 01271 862 944 or 07811 322 962, or you can email her at info@wishuponastarweddings.com. After an hour working out in the gym, I really enjoy nothing more than relaxing with a healing massage therapy. Karen Fergaline of Little Birds is a fully qualified, fully insured massage therapist. But you don't have to go to the gym to enjoy one of the Little Birds treatments. You can enjoy an individual massage, reflexology or aromatherapy sessions, or maybe you can host one of their pamper parties for you and a group of friends, or you can organise yourself a group therapy session. To contact Karen, give her a call on 07 969 564 528. Email her at littlebirdsmassage@gmail.com or visit her website at littlebirds-holistics.co.uk. Service at reasonable rates. Our slogan, we don't cut corners, we clean them, says it all. So if you want fresh clean carpets, give us a call on 07 530 630 001.
The Carpet Fresh Man.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Well, here we are back again now with the next part of the show. And I've managed to do some research, and I've come up with something that is taken from a website entitled The Witch's Grimoire. And that provides a valuable resource for pagans both old and new. Because sometimes even the most experienced among us need to just go back to basics and refresh our knowledge. So first of all, let's look at duality and balance. Pagans see a balance in everything. We need hate and we need love. We need good and bad. White and black. As an example, without hate, we cannot appreciate the beauty of love. And without love, we cannot see the ugliness of hate. We need both. Pagans are, in general, a good people. But a true pagan will understand this concept. They are not afraid to hate or to do evil. They are also capable of great love and great good. This is what makes us balanced. Being able to combine the good with the bad is what makes us human and part of nature. We cannot have one without the other. This polarity is what makes the world balanced. Understanding this is a part of what makes a pagan. Nature. Paganism is a nature-based religion. We celebrate the cycles of the sun and the moon. We honour life in all its forms, and we try to move in harmony with the movement of life, wherever it may take us. All life is sacred and deserves to be respected. However, that is understood, it is up to us, each and every individual pagan. Pagans see themselves as a part of nature, not above it. They must move with it, be one with it. And this becomes harder and harder to do in our time and age. But it is possible. Deity. Every pagan believes differently when it comes to deity. I personally believe in a god and a goddess, male and female, to provide that needed balance and the duality in life. To me, they are simply personifications of life. They are not distant from me, watching the world from afar. They are the world. They are in everything. In me, in the trees, in the wind, in the animals. They are everywhere. They are both equal. One is not above the other. And both are also needed to sustain life. The gods also maintain balance by being both good and bad at the same time. They are the tornado that rips through the land, yet they are also the sun that makes everything live. Some pagans worship gods from a specific pantheon, like the Greek gods, the Egyptian gods, the Roman, the Celtic, etc. They don't necessarily believe in just one goddess or one god, nor do they believe that they are simply personifications of life. They are real gods. Many of these pagans believe and worship the way the ancients did. Still, other pagans, myself included, believe that there is still just one god and one goddess, though not personifications. And these two gods are known by many different names that can come from the Greeks, the Egyptians, etc. I believe these different names are mere aspects of the one god and the one goddess. If I am looking for love, I may call upon Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love and beauty. But that is just a name for the goddess. Aphrodite is not a separate goddess. I'm hoping this makes sense. However, she is believed, the goddess is traditionally seen as the maiden, the mother, and the crone. This basically means she knows all and experiences all at the same time. In this way, every woman, no matter her age, experience, knowledge, etc., will be able to identify with the goddess. The moon is the symbol of the goddess, and her three faces can be seen in the changing of the moon as well. The maiden is the waxing moon, the mother is the full moon, and the crone is the waning moon. However he is believed, the god is traditionally seen as the horned one, because he is the lord of the hunt. His horns identify him with the beasts of the wild. His symbol is the sun that shines on the earth and gives life to every living thing. Sacred space. Pagans do not believe in building temples or churches as places to worship. You cannot call a building made by man a house of God. Our sanctuaries are in the forests, the lakes, the parks, the mountains. Everything outdoors, basically. The gods created these, and they are in these. To feel closer to the goddess and the god, all pagans need to do is step outside and feel the wind on their face and the grass beneath their feet. Better yet, they can even look inside themselves and find the gods within. Practice. One difference that separates modern paganism from the rest of the world is that it does not advertise or try to convert people. We believe that anyone that is meant for this path will find it on their own. We also believe that ours is not the only path to enlightenment. It is not the only one true religion. I believe all religions lead to exactly the same place, peace and understanding. There are many paths to this center. And what really does it matter what path we take, so long as we get there? In paganism, there is no need for a bishop or a pope that can be used as a medium to communicate with the gods. Pagans speak directly to the gods themselves. There are no followers, only individuals who carry the same beliefs and have the leadership of themselves. Pagans all participate in ritual, rather than watching a priest do it for them. And the afterlife. Most pagans believe in reincarnation of some sort. We do not believe you go to one place or another after death, depending on whether you were naughty or not in life. One lifetime is not enough to perfect your soul. We believe we are given as many lives as it takes to learn all the lessons we must know. It's again my own personal belief that between lives we go to a resting place and review our past lives, so that we may choose our next one in order to fix past mistakes or learn new lessons in life. In life we still have complete free will, but we gave ourselves a destiny, a fate. Whether or not we actually accomplish it depends upon the choices we make and the lessons we learn in life. Karma and the Threefold Law. I can't say whether or not most pagans believe in karma and the Threefold Law or not. I can say, however, that I do not believe in either. Karma is the belief that what you do in one life will affect your next life. The Threefold Law, or Law of Three, is the belief that whatever you do will come back at you times three. But it's all too relative for me to believe. Both beliefs depend on the terms good and bad. While I do believe in right and wrong, I can honestly say I don't really believe in a true good and a true bad. For something to be good, I think everybody would have to agree it was good. And the same goes for bad. But that will never happen. Everybody has a different idea of what's good and what's bad. What's considered bad to one person may be considered good to another. It's all relative. There is no absolute. Karma and threefold depend upon those absolutes. Besides, I also believe that we have to do bad things in order to learn from them. Karma and threefold are supposedly ways to keep practicing witches from doing bad. But in my own personal opinion, it makes no sense. Witchcraft and magic. Everybody knows what witchcraft is, though many have misconceptions. Witches do practice magic, purposely spelled with a K to distinguish it between stage magic and illusions magicians use. Magic is not something supernatural at all. In fact, magic is actually very natural, because it only involves pre-existing energy. Witches learn to manipulate the energy found within and around themselves to make a needed or desired change in the universe. Some witches follow a rule about not using their craft for personal gain, but personally I feel that's not really necessary. Witchcraft originally was used for personal gain. If not used for personal gain, what is the point of using it? This can be confusing, but not all pagans are witches, just as not all witches are pagans. Paganism is a religion, a set of beliefs. Witchcraft is the practice of magic. Those are two very different terms, and they are not interchangeable. Also, because it's so commonly mislabeled, Wicca is a pagan tradition, much like Catholicism is a denomination of Christianity. Not all Wiccans practice witchcraft, just as not all witches are Wiccans. In conclusion, I would like to say that there are merely my beliefs and understandings as a pagan. If you ask 10 pagans the same questions, you will get 10 different answers. That's just the way it is. Paganism is a very personal religion. No two pagans will believe exactly alike. And that's a good thing. It brings a much wider range of knowledge and perspective to our world. So basically, most of that, although it's not all my personal views, I do agree with it. I think that there's a lot of truth in that article or on that website. And it's truth that actually appeals to me in the path that I follow. Now, I classify myself as a hedge witch, and so I tend to work in the open air most of the time, but very much away from prying eyes. But that's not to say that I skulk round everywhere, it's just that I tend to be solitary, I tend to work in my own way, and you know, I'm happy with that. And that's the thing. That's what that whole article was about. Really, it's your choice. It's what you feel is the right way for you. So, Having said all that, and that's been a long time, I've been talking for ages there. Basically, we're going to go into another piece of music, and then we'll see where we go after that. So, I'll catch you in a moment.
Magical, mystical memories. Merlin.
And that was the sound of my band from some time ago, a band called High Life, and a track called How Can I Make Him Love Me? We were recording probably in the very, very mid-90s with that band. And we ended up with a cracking contract. And then I had to go and have an accident and ruin the whole lot of it. But never mind, that's by the by. That was just my downfall, quite literally. Anyway, into the last part of this show, and I'm going to read you a short little piece that's actually taken from my book of shadows, and it's called To Be a Witch. To be a witch is to love and be loved. To be a witch is to know everything and nothing at all. To be a witch is to move amongst the stars while staying on Earth. To be a witch is to change the world around you and yourself. To be a witch is to share and give while receiving all the while. To be a witch is to dance and sing and hold hands with the universe. To be a witch is to honour the gods and yourself. To be a witch is to be magic, not just perform it. And that's a fantastic way to remember exactly what it means when we say that we are a witch. So, as I say, looks like the clock has sort of almost beaten us. I'm going to play out with a couple of pieces of music. I don't know what they are yet, so I'll tell you afterwards. This may sound very, very sort of disjointed and that sort of thing, but really I'm doing this show on the fly. I have no idea from one minute to the next what I'm doing. So, as I say, play you a couple of pieces of music. I think they'll be from some people that are quite famous within our field. And then I'll just sign off at the end, and that'll be it for this show, for this Merlin's Magic. So here we go with the first piece of music.
When the moon is lit on her eastern side, and I slowly am centering, when my blood is poured with the waning tide, and I fall and am willingly entering night, the dark, the water, the old
Sound of Wendy Rule with a track called Deity, and I think that's an absolutely incredible piece of music. So that was something a bit steady and melodic. Now I know you've been sitting for quite a long time. It's something like 47 minutes that you've been sitting listening to me rabbiting on. So basically what I want you to do now is to shake off some of those cobwebs. And I'm going to play you a piece of music by a band that I absolutely love. And I keep wanting to meet them. And Bridget in America has actually met them. And there's a photograph on one of our pages that features her actually standing in a field with these people. And I absolutely love them. And they are incredible. And I can't stop dancing around to this piece of music. So get the cobwebs shaken off as to the sound of Frenchie and the Punk or the Gypsy Nomads and something called the Ogre Dance.
Thank you.
there we have it, the sound of the Gypsy Nomads and Ogre Dance. And if you could have seen me dancing around the studio then, you'd have been roaring with laughter. But I'm happy, so what difference does it make? And it's do as I do, not as I say, or something to that effect anyway. So that brings me more or less to the end of the show. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I know I've certainly enjoyed putting it all together for you. I hope that you've learnt something from it and that you can go on and use the knowledge that you've gained as a result of listening to this show in your future lives. I'd also like to thank all the artists who have allowed us very kindly to use their music on our shows here at Cauldron FM. And that applies not just to me, the Merlin, but also to Raven Moonshadow and to Reverend Cora, because we all have music that has been sort of very kindly donated to us by the various artists for use in our programming. I'd also like to add, just by way of sort of an acknowledgement to the various websites that I've used, Thanet Pagan and The Witch's Grimoire, for the content that I've used. And I'd also like to say that those ideas, whilst I agree with most of them, they are not necessarily my own particular views. But I try to give an unbiased view. And happen to agree with most of the things that I've been talking about this evening in this show. So all that remains now is to play out with one final piece of music, which is a very, very gentle piece of music by a band called Hobby Horse. And it's something, it's their own version, or their own arrangement, should I say, of a fantastically great folk song, and it's called Scarborough Fair. So until the next time that we meet again, I'll wish you the best things that life can give, and I'll wish you love and light, and blessed be, and may one day we meet and say merry meet, and then merry part, and may the goddess go with you wherever you are and whatever you do. Blessed be.
Was a true love of mine. Tell him to make me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, without no seams nor needlework. Then he'll be a true love of mine. Tell him to find me an acre of land, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, between salt water and the sea strand. Then he'll be a true love of mine. Tell him to reap it with a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and together
Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true lover of mine.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic. Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.
Yes, one take! Ha ha!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.